And you can literally categorize people. You can categorize yourself along the scale of material versus spiritual if you want to put them at odds. And for the purpose of this conversation, we're doing that, but only theoretically, because there's no conflict actually. You can actually categorize by where you fit on that continuum, how much you're dazzled by the material versus how much you're hungry for the spiritual. Basically, wherever you, whatever point you're at in that continuum, literally defines your true possibility for happiness. The further you are towards the realization that the spiritual life is life itself, and the material life, which we've all been conditioned to think of as life, is not in fact life, is just the chasing after things, tangible or intangible, including various inner states, are also chased after. To the degree that you're pulled in one direction or the other determines, defines what's possible for you. Am I confusing anybody? Is everybody at least following the idea so far? Now, everything's working against you. This is the problem of the 21st century. Everything, like never before, in my view, but I'm not the only one with this view, is stacked up against the spiritual reality, against real life. Because it's now the cultural norm in many societies, not just ours. It's now the cultural norm, the societal message, that the material level is more real. And the exact opposite is true. But you won't know that until you see it for yourself. Until that is the case for your experience, you will continue, to whatever degree you are, to be completely deluded by the societal meta message. It's a powerful message. It's powerful because the society has completely underwritten it, signed off on it. It's taught from birth onward. The society is built around it. A table is more real than the spiritual reality. That's an example of the base idea. And it's not true. But until it's more real for you, until the spiritual dimension, the spiritual reality is evident to you individually, personally, until you see it with your own eyes, hear it with your own ears, feel it with your own skin, understand it with your own mind, know it in your own heart, until it's actual for you, you can't see it, you can't know it. You can only take it in as an idea. You can only take it in as a possibility. But it has no more reality than whatever the actual reality is for you. And for most people, it's pretty pale. It's the bodily-based, material view that what we can touch and taste and feel and see ordinarily is culturally defined as real. So until you've absolutely broken through that in your own perception, you will be subject to being fooled. Who wants to argue? Yes, sir.
Certainly not argue. It's just wondering what to do with these cells in my body that want to argue. It's kind of like working pretty good on a cognitive base, and it's the body just wants to kind of go back into that old habit system of gratification and egotism, if you will.
And all that is for one and only one reason. And it's never for any other reason for anybody, which is the belief that you are the body.